Corrected or we started minut instead of minute. Minet, not minut. That's something we need to clear up. But then it corrected itself because the second time through we did see minute. I was about ready to say something and Darshan corrected it. Good job out of you for remembering that. When we have a response. For example, on measure two, to midnight, midnight. There's a re-emphasis of what was already been sung. So I would stress that a little bit more. Bring it out just a little bit. Because again, that's your chance, the parts involved, to kind of shine. So it's not thrown away at that point. Could I hear, please, baritone's basses at the beginning? Please. Breath two. Here we go.
1 minute.
Can we get that? Wah, wah, wah. Breath. That's right. Clear it out. Refresh. 2, 3, 4.
1 minute to midnight, midnight. 1 minute to a new day. 1 minute to a new chance, a new chance to be you and to say.
Very nice, very nice, like that. Could we hear now baritones and leads? Baritones and leads, same spot. Watch measure three. If you haven't, let's go back, let's reset before we start. Let's make sure we have our breaths marked at the same spot. Okay? We will take a breath after 1 minute to midnight. One minute to a new day. Breath. Here's a long phrase here. 1 minute to a new chance to meet you and to say. Then we lead. I would recommend taking a breath wherever you can there. Because actually you do not stop singing. You have to carry that through. It shouldn't be a break because everybody else took a break there. Okay? You have your breath at the rest there after hello. for the millionth, get the first time, breath, because there's a rest there, to say I love you like I always do, but instead, another long phrase. Always, because we want to, internally, want to take a breath, always do. Let's not do that. Let's overcome it. Oh, if we're building that phrase, always do, but instead I say it's nice to meet you, breath. Just to see you smile at me anew, breath. In section two, long phrase again starts that off. All for 1 minute that you know my name. All for 1 minute that you know my face. Breath. When you suddenly remember all the good times we both shared. And we don't cut off until the basses get theirs. Breath. It makes it worth it, no breath there for that moment. And if you're talking, you're not able to get that, please. And if you're still talking, you're still not going to be able to mark it. Hello? Let's go back. It makes it worth it, no breath. For that moment, now we breath. Before it's all erased, we have to breath after that. Okay? Now, let's try that. See if we can't get that all together now between the baritones and the leads. Let's hear you there, please. Breath, two, here we go.
1 minute to midnight.
Do we sing the same time as everybody else there?
No.
There is a rest there. So it should be 1-1. And if you are getting into the habit of singing on that, it's going to be a very hard habit to break. So let's correct that now. One more shot at it. Those two parts again. The other two parts, listen along, and then be ready for your parts. Just breath, two. Here we go.
1 minute to midnight. 1 minute to a new day. 1 minute to a new chance.
A new chance
to meet you and to say hello.
Oh, good. Let's try that again. Are we sure of that on measure
six?
I don't.
That interval from the B flat to the G.
Let's listen to it here. So we're going here. Here's the new chant of what you're talking about, Derek.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going from here to here.
Well, I'm talking about the interval coming down. D flat to G.
So it's the same. D flat, same as C sharp.
I'm sorry. D flat to G.
Play the whole major six. Play whole major six.
Beginning in those two parts and see if we can hit that one. Breath, two, here we go.
1 minute to midnight. One minute to a new day.
Start, please, the beginning of section 2.
That's a good place for breath.
Pardon? You can take a breath out here or about there. All four. Breath, sing. Pick up to section 2. Where's that? Sing from the beginning. Let's stand, please. Sounding wonderful. Sounding wonderful. Good progress on this. Everybody's been working on it. Great. Breath. 2, 3, 4.
1 minute to midnight.
Very nice at the beginning. Very nice. Let's try one more time. I like the responses. You're getting what I want there. Okay. Let's add now some emotion behind it. You've got the notes. I'll jump on EKG. What are you singing about? What are you singing about? This is your last chance. You want that 1 minute. 1 minute.
For the millionth and the first.
seat, please. I'm still not getting a lot of emotion out of you. It's all sounding samey, samey. Section 2 should be forte. Forceful, but not oversung. Bottom of the page should be mezzo forte, but with the same intensity we had with the forte. Before it's all erased, even quieter with the same intensity as the forte, so don't get breathy. Get the obscene phone call. And it starts a little quieter than that, too. I think we're starting a little bit too loudly, so we don't have anywhere to build from. Mezzo piano. We're building it mezzo forte. So we're building it to the next level with each phrase. This time, you're singing it beautifully as far as the parts itself, but I'm not getting that urgency for that line to continue. I'm hearing the urgency for you to get to the next part. So that has something to do with the phrase as well. Okay? Let's try it again. Sing it nicely. Let's see. You can get a good, nice mezzo piano sound without being too breathy. One more time, David. Breath. Two.
One minute to midnight.
There. You should have a unison in your flat between the basses. And say it. All four.
All four friends.
Begin section two. Beginning, pick up to section two. And give me a crescendo to forte. Breath. Setting up for the mezzo forte. So basses.
We both shared.
No, it's great for the other part, but but not there. Because you're helping set up for the mezzo forte. Say they're listening to you, and they are listening to you. They'll say, oh, basses are doing something different here. I have to follow them. Okay. Much better. Let's try to pick up to section two once again. Don't hum the part. Listen, because you're going to be wrong. I guarantee it. Think it. Whose part's that?
Bass.
Whose part's that? Leads. Ran out of voices, so yes. By default. Okay, now,
pick a 10 mini.
One.
We don't have very many.
Two.
I'm just going to go back and forth.
Are you going to put them in lines?
Not necessarily lines.
Because if not, there's no reason to count off if you're going to put this in lines.
No, I'm going to put you in lines.
All right.
One.
Can you remember it?
Yeah.
Two.
Then you're
three and I have four.
Three. You'll be multiple numbers, so.
Your eyes.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One. One, where are you? Three, where are you?
Well, I'm also three.
Yes, you're also three.
Odd,
you're odd to you. Okay. All odd numbers go with G through the room across the way. Get into your parts for the next 10 minutes. Work on the parts we just did. All even. Stay here. You're already home. All right. John, who's from the front row? Mark, who's on the front row? Lisa, who's up? Who are those seats right behind him? Let's go up one row. Baritone, go on one row, please. Okay. All right. Put away the music. Put it away. I don't want it in your hands. Oh, good.
Unless you're Van Cleve, right?
Nope. Nope. Not even your lap. Not where you can see it. Not even where you see it.
Sure.
He's being rude now.
The guy who was in Arizona last week.
One, two, three.
One minute to midnight, midnight. One minute to a new day, one minute to a new chance to meet you and to say,
for hello,
for the million.
What's a traditional quartet? Tenor or bass? How do you line up quartet-wise?
There's lead and bass are in the middle, and tenor and baritone.
All right, there we go. Let's line up that way, please. So, tenor, lead, bass, vary. One line, folks. One line. Biting back. Biting back.
I'm the Lone Ranger.
Yep.
Okay, let's curve around a little bit more so you can see each other.
Clayton. Clayton Moore over there.
Before it's all erased.
I'm trusting you. You're not going to look at your music. Oh. I'm going to check on the other group.
Oh.
So Dave will kind of lead you to get a pitch and get it started.
Better than the other one down there.
One more time. Who's going to get to do this? Well, as soon as we get a tenor, I sure hope he shows up.
I'll be right back.
Uh-oh.
G back from Antarctica.
Wow. What a deal.
Not that G. He's back from
Arizona.
Arizona.
Cold Arizona.
Probably not as cold as Antarctica.
No.
Oh, yeah. Ow. Wait a minute. Are you still
myself? No guns allowed in here.
Okay, pitch man. I don't care if you look at the music. I don't know.
Oh, thank you, Norm. I put those to work out.
funny measure that we kind of have.
What did we hear? Did you hear about contrasts?
Well, I wasn't overly excited about it, kind of.
Words still catching us?
Yeah, we had a measure we messed up on.
Probably we got a wrong good. Middle.
All right. Switch.
No.
I knew all the words. Right.
That was very nice. Thank you very much.
Or two weeks.
Yeah. Never side by side.
That's nice.
All right. Formation you want? You just showed up. Okay. It works. All right.
One minute to me.
That's going to be a major spot there because you cannot take a breath there, Leeds. You cannot. You'll come in late every time if you do. What did you observe, Al?
Before the song, not called to R. Before.
That R, and I forgot to bring it. I was going to bring the sign that Paul sent. Do not sing the R's. Oh, yeah, I had a choir full of pirates. So I'll bring it next week, and so that'll be our reminder.
The phrase "when you suddenly remember all the good times" is that still supposed to be forte?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it dropped out. It went to mezzo forte already.
Ah.
So I thought that was supposed to still be kind of booming out.
That was a little off, and so that. But
otherwise, when I closed my eyes, I thought it was the Ambassadors of Harmony.
All right. Have a seat, gentlemen. Have a seat. Very nice. Very nice. That was a good start on that, and I'm encouraged because minus a few words, you have it. And that's confidence. That's a building block. Next week, the whole song. Off paper.
Solid.
But I can tell a lot of you, yes, a lot of you did a lot of good work. And so we just, and when I can say, as Larry alluded to, we have to do more with the dynamics on this to make it work. This is an emotional song. We have to make it such. We have to, yeah.
Well, we really have to work at that because for years, the judges always told us we didn't have the degree of dynamics that they would like to hear from us. Because, and so, yep. You know, that's always been our crux.
And so now we have to kind of ingrain that new step. But I'm encouraged that we could, or you could, for the most part, sing it without paper. That's a step.
Can we have a demo track that was exactly the dynamics that you and Brenton want?
I would say listen to what he does on his learning tracks.
And it's Mark in an easy. Starts out
and that's something as a group that is kind of a group feel where you have confidence in one another. You really rely on each other and you can say, okay, basis, you're going to steer us along here, but you're also going to show us what to do in that one section. But it also takes a lot from here versus here sometimes. We can get it mechanically. And it, even as Larry alluded, we heard that again at contest. We didn't show what the music was about. Yes, sir.
I would just point out that if you get to the point of feeling the expression of the song and what the meaning of the song is, then the dynamics will come naturally.
Now we have to be careful.
To some extent, yes.
We have to be careful because what you feel may not be what the director wants. As it was pointed out, when you suddenly remember all the good times we both shared, that should still be at a forte, but yet the group backed off.
All right.
But it doesn't make it right if that's not what Brenton wants at this point. And it could be different what we learned tonight, so be flexible, but let's lock it in. Lock it in. Get comfortable with where the breaths and the phrases are. Because it helps you to use the mighty finger of faith to bring you through that phrase. Use it as a visual. These professionals, you know, they don't go like this just for show. Has to help them, propel them to kind of the emotion they want to evoke. All those gestures they use are for a purpose. I'm not saying we should do it.